this book is about my home state, but really is a state of mind. And it's about getting your loved ones together and doing it in an easy, casual way, but still having some style to it.
That's Nathan Turner, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Nathan Turner is a designer and lifestyle expert. He's a regular entertaining expert on the Today Show and appeared in Bravo TV's Million Dollar Decorators. His designs, parties, and products have been featured in major publications including Architectural Digest, Vogue, Town & Country, House Beautiful, and more. He joins us to talk about his latest book, Nathan Turner's I Love California: Live, Eat, and Entertain the West Coast Way. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we talk about the book, let's talk a bit about how your experiences growing up in California ultimately led you to your career.
I definitely think that's true. I grew up in Northern California. My mother's side of the family are, you know, multi-generational cattle ranchers. So I grew up in a very outdoorsy environment, a big family, lots of family functions and entertaining and gatherings. And it definitely played a huge role in the development of all of those creative components and who I am.
In the introduction to your book, you also talk about being exposed to cooking at a very young age and also the experience of visiting neighbors and family and seeing how people put on parties and entertain.
Yes, I lived for our gatherings, holidays, obviously, but California is a very home-centric state where I think it's probably because of the weather and we really embrace that indoor-outdoor lifestyle that people would, I think, really love to entertain at home and have people over into their homes instead of meeting at a restaurant or, you know, instead of that. And so that was my favorite thing, is to just enjoy piling in the car with family and going to other people's homes and seeing how they did things and what their houses were like and what they served. And, you know, I was just soaking it all in.
Another thing that you said in the introduction to the book that shaped your career is that you wanted to be the old French lady of Los Angeles. tell us the story behind that aspiration.
Well, I started in the design world with an antique shop. And in Europe, when you're looking for antiques, you travel around. It's a little bit like a treasure hunt, which is really fun. And so many of the dealers in France and Italy and those kind of places don't have shops. They deal antiques out of their home. And there was one lady in particular who was very old and had been, you know, her father was an antiques dealer, and I always looked forward to visiting with her. She had this beautiful old farmhouse and a decrepit old barn that she housed all of her antiques in, and you would pull up and be so excited to see what she had, but she was always adamant about a social element to it and having me come inside for a little lunch, or even if it was something as simple as just some, you know, the camembert is really good today, she would say, and have a little glass of wine. And it was very genuine. It wasn't a selling tool. She just wanted to know her customers. And I enjoyed that so much, and it had such an impact on me. And when I opened my own store, I really wanted to implement that in my own California way, where I could have friends and clients into my store and cook for them and have little get-togethers, and it just snowballed from there.
This book, Nathan Turner's I Love California, is an interesting hybrid. It's part cookbook, part California travel guide, part design advice. What inspired you to put the book together in this way?
Well, it's funny. I knew, you know, it was a dream of mine since I was a kid to do a cookbook. I've been cooking since I joke in the book that I, at an age where I probably shouldn't have had access to a gas range. And I loved cookbooks as a kid. I would ask my mom to get me cookbooks, and she would buy me the, you know, children's cookbooks. And I would burn through those and say, I want a real cookbook. I want to, like, make real stuff, not like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I've always had a love for cookbooks. And when I went to Abrams, who published my first book, and was chatting with my editor, we really were trying to figure out how that would look, because I am a decorator, and it's very natural for me to include all those great lifestyle elements and entertaining tips. And the more we started talking about it, she said to me, you know, you really love your home state. And, you know, I think we should focus on that. And I loved that. And we started to break it down by all the places that are important to me or have meaning to me or personal, and then made it, you know, menu-based per chapter. And a chapter is one of my favorite spots.
And as this is organized, it's also unique because it's not arranged by category of food, but it's arranged geographically. So give us an example of some of the recipes in this book that were inspired by a specific region of the state.
Well, I'm from Northern California, but I live in Southern California. So one of my favorite menus is from Rancho Santa Fe, which is down by San Diego. It, you know, heavily influenced by Mexican food. I love buffet or family style entertaining because it gives you a chance to really visit and be with your guests. Probably one of my favorite items in the whole book is from that menu, and it's my Mexican chocolate cake. It's so good. I call it chocolate cake with the kick. It has a little cayenne pepper and a little bit of coffee, and I'm into serving that right now with a cold brew coffee. It's a big trend in L.A. Cold brewing, it takes out the bitterness, and loving Cuisinart's cold brew coffee maker. So that's one of my favorites. I'm also a big fan of the L.A. menu, Los Angeles, which is really based on me being like a urban explorer in my own city and venturing out to different neighborhoods and shopping all the different markets that I didn't know about. And I stumbled upon these incredible Middle Eastern markets in the Pico region of L.A. And it was so inspiring to me that that's what that whole menu is based on. And I love the mezze platter from that chapter. I think it's such a great... I love things that you can make ahead, put them out. They're self-sufficient. And I found, you know, after doing this for so long, guests really like to do their own thing. You present them with options, and they can kind of like build what they want to eat. And that's what you get with one of those mezze platters. I make a homemade hummus with it and incorporate fresh vegetables and load it up with all of the incredible fruits and vegetables that we have out here in California that, you know, we're lucky enough to have a lot of this stuff year-round, but I have a great source for tip for everybody that go to Melissa's Produce. They're one of the largest produce suppliers in the country, and they have an incredible website that tells you what's in season and fresh now, and you can order them or find it in the store. But seasonality is such a big thing for me. I think that it's so nice to eat what's fresh and available of the moment.
Another aspect of this book is that you include things I love lists. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I wanted to share my favorite things. Like, I'm a native, and my family's been in California for a long time, and so I do have some great spots that I know about that I either grew up going with my family or discovered along the way on my own. So at the end of each region, I wanted to share, you know, whether they're travel places, you know, hotels to stay in or restaurants to try, or just even, like, you know, my favorite places to watch the elephant seals in on the Central Coast, things like that.
And then I should also note that at the end of the book, you actually provide the addresses for these locations so people can explore them on their own.
Exactly. You know, what good is sharing something if they can't get to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing you do is you provide some advice, and I'm thinking specifically about page 115, where you write about philosophically your approach to setting up a party is the same whether it's indoors or outdoors, but you do offer some tips for entertaining outdoors. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Californians have kind of perfected that outdoor lifestyle, whether it's living or entertaining, and I think that to do so in a comfortable way, and the whole point is to, you know, make your guests comfortable and relax and have a good time, you want to create environments. So, you know, just like you would think about how you would entertain inside and apply that outside. So you want a comfortable seating area, if you're having dinner or serving food or doing a buffet, you want to set up a nice area that serves as a bar. And then, you know, if it's a larger event with more people, you could separate your food from your drinks and so it doesn't bottleneck in any area. Comfortable seating. I like to put even, you know, throw pillows out on the lawn and on a big quilt. And it could be something as simple as that. It doesn't even have to be outdoor seating in the sense of a sofa and chair. So you can literally, you know, have like a picnic in your backyard. But it's being thoughtful about making sure there are places to sit and places to set a drink and where is your food going to be. And think about putting your food station in the shade. And a step further is serving food that's appropriate to being outdoors. Don't serve something that's going to spoil quickly and things that are a little hardier outside. And the same thing with decor and flowers. I'm never going to put a frail, slight flower outside because they just wilt up and die quickly. So I love using what's available and what I have. And that could be something as simple as we have loads of eucalyptus, and I'll go and chop some small branches off and put them in a large bucket and put that on my buffet, and it looks great.
Another piece of advice you give is please stop using paper plates.
Yeah. For a couple reasons. One, it's just if you can, you know, reduce waste, that's always a great thing. But there are so many, you know, nice outdoor china options, whether it's plastic melamine or I love like a vintage tinware camping kind of plates. But they're so much nicer to eat on. I paper plates just, to me, it's like the whole experience. And if you're going to go through all the effort of making this really nice food, then, you know, put it on a plate.
The book is I Love California, and you talk about this in that you feel like the vibe, the way of eating and entertaining on the West Coast is somewhat universal, and people can use this approach wherever they might live.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think I say it in the opener of the book that this book is about my home state, but really is a state of mind. And it's about getting your loved ones together and doing it in an easy, casual way, but still having some style to it. The most important thing to me is that you do it. I hope that this book inspires people to entertain more or get their loved ones together. And you don't need a celebration, and your house doesn't need to look perfect to have everybody over.
Well, Nathan, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nathan joined us to talk about his latest book, Nathan Turner's I Love California: Live, Eat, and Entertain the West Coast Way. You'll find more interviews and a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations, that's all one word, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.